But what a finish here, Chris, at George's Road. Final score, City of Derry 25, Cork 25. An absolutely scintillating last 10 minutes whenever both sides scored tries and thought they had the game won. You mentioned there, and apparently I've just found out from the Cork people that not the laws, but what happens now is there's four divisions in this junior league, so the two top teams in each division now go through. There's eight sides, and they will be now seated to see who goes through to play the quarter-finals. So that's obviously extending the competition. But from Derry's point of view and from Cork's point of view, they're both through on this game. So it gives them another one. But certainly what they put forward here today was absolutely superb. As I said, final score, 25-all. Derry started the strongest and had a 6-0 lead after 12 minutes with two Alec McDonald penalties. But Cork then started to put their game together and got a penalty back from their fullback, Andy McMurray, 6-3. Derry then had a score on 29 minutes when Killian Thornton, their fullback, who I mentioned earlier, for me is one of the most talented young fullbacks I've seen for a long time, made the running to race over, and that left it at 11-3 to Derry. Cork then came back strongly in the 10 minutes prior to half-time and were rewarded when a line-out was driven over by prop Johnny McClune. So 11-8 to City Derry at half-time. We didn't really realise what was going to happen in the second half. 5 minutes into the second half, Cork, who had constant pressure from the kickoff, they then scored when their centre, James Brennan, got over. McMurray converted, and that left it 15-11 to them. Cork then had a yellow card, but Thornton again on the hour mark made another great run, breaking tackles, fed inside to the supporting scrum half, Jamie Muller, and he dived over to post. McDonald converted, 18-15, Derry in the lead. Not to be, 7 minutes later, Derry infringed about 45 metres out, and McMurray struck a superb penalty to leave it 18-all. We looked as if it was going to be up, but at that time I was reporting with you, this guy Thornton again, and I said that if the junior Ulster selectors don't have a look at him, there's something drastically wrong. He again fielded a misplaced kick and superbly just broke again with no trouble at all. And he went over then, he made a break out the left and fed David McGray in the centre, and over he went. And McDonald with a superb touchline conversion left at 23-18. I think all Derry supporters thought, well, this is it now. We're going to win this game. But not to be. Back came Cork. Some very, very good play up near the line. Their forwards pick and drove. They then spread the ball with a long pass. And the replacement winger, Andy Hanna, he picked it up and barged over at the post. McMurray converted. The referee blew the whistle. And both sides, breathed a sigh of relief. But a superb game of rugby, I have to say, today. Conditions were ideal, of course, with the dryness, and the pitch here at Judges Road was in very, very good shape. But both sides have been rewarded for what has been a very, very tremendous game. They will now go into the draw for the last eight of this Junior Cup, and a lot to play for, and certainly they will be both sides that we would consider that would be in with a chance whenever the silverware is handed out. Final score here from Judges Road in this Junior Cup game, City of Derry 25, Cork 25.